USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House firing back at some recent comments made, both written and spoken, by Maryland's Republican governor. Harsh comments about the administration's handling of the pandemic. Yesterday, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Governor Hogan is practicing what she calls revisionist history. Hogan says his harshest remarks, which recently appeared in a Washington Post op-ed, were actually taken from his upcoming book, which has been finished now for nearly 2 months.
And I think they've made some improvements since then, quite frankly, but early on in the crisis, there's no question that there were serious mistakes that were made.
A third federal execution this week is to be carried out today in Indiana as Dustin Lee Honkin was convicted of killing 5 people, including children, to protect his Iowa meth operation in 1993. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Democrats are reportedly being told not to attend their Democratic Party convention in person. The New York Times saying a convention advisor has told members of Congress they should not plan to travel to Milwaukee. That message relayed to congressional aides in an email also saying delegates will not be going to Milwaukee and that party meetings will be taking place exclusively online. Democrats had previously decided to move the event to a smaller arena in the Milwaukee area, again because of the coronavirus. Local and state officials in Oregon blasting federal agents for grabbing protesters off Portland streets, hauling them away in unmarked vehicles. Protesters have demonstrated outside the federal courthouse there for weeks. The acting Homeland Security Director Chad Wolf saying that federal agents will continue to protect federal facilities and everyone inside. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Colorado is recording its first human plague infection in 5 years. State health officials reporting yesterday that a person who was infected with the plague earlier this summer has since recovered. The strain of the plague in this case is in the blood and cannot be spread to other people. The state health agency saying the person who was infected had contact with squirrels that were sick. A squirrel recently did test positive for plague in a Denver suburb. The new National Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number will be 988. The FCC unanimously approving the new digits. Service providers will need to direct 988 calls to the Suicide Lifeline by mid-2022. The FCC says the number will make it easier for those in crisis to quickly get the help they need. More than 50 life-sized dinosaur robots are up for grabs in an auction next month. Langley's Able Auctions in Canada selling these lifelike robot dinosaurs as well as authentic fossils. The CEO of the online auction site saying that telling the Vancouver Sun he's already had people reaching out eager to buy a dino for their front yard. While the auction house didn't say where they got the items, they did say that all of them are part of an international touring exhibit, or were. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.